Football. What does it mean to you to play in a game like that?
Yeah, I think obviously for me this is my first chance to start on Monday Night Football. So as a kid, you remember, you know, dun 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 dun. I mean, that's kind of the thing you want to do when you're in the NFL. So it's exciting, I think, for us to go up there to their place and really, you know, when you have an away game, it's kind of good because you know all you have is the guys that are on that plane in that locker room, and you really come together. And it's going to be a tough challenge for us. I mean, they're 8-0. They're playing really well. Their defense obviously has a lot of great players. You look over, there's a lot of first-round picks over there. So it's going to be a great challenge for us.
You guys have talked about being the underdog, kind of embracing that. Is that kind of heavy?
I mean, obviously, I think, you know, that's always a chip on your shoulder. But I think for us, it's all about us. We need to come out and not have any mental errors, be on our assignment, handle the crowd, handle the noise. I mean, I played there last year on Thursday night. It's a tough place to play. So be able to handle that and respond and weather the storm a little bit.
You're pretty familiar with them. Is there something different about them this year?
I think, you know what? They've always played solidly, I think, especially defensively. Going against them, they've always made us fight for every yard when I played against them before. And I think, you know, you look around, it's guys that have been in the system for a long time. The system, you know, obviously Zimmer was there, but, you know, Coach Gunther, he's really kept it, you know, pretty familiar for those guys. And you don't see him ever screw up anything, really. I think maybe after over watching all the film, I've seen one play where it's kind of like, they might have messed that one up. But everything else, they're very sound. They have a lot of great players, and they're going to make you earn every yard.
Bringing Ryan back, what sort of dimension to your playbook does that give you guys, or what sort of added creativity maybe?
Yeah, I think it's always good to have all three of those guys available because each one is a little bit different. So, you know, it's good to have them back out there and really give the other two guys a blow a little bit too. I mean, when you only have two tight ends, that's tough sledding for those guys. I mean, they're expected to run routes, block. So to have all three of them back is really good.
Ryan, ideally, would you like to get those guys more involved? Typically, you know, people throw to the tight ends a little bit more than you guys have.
Yeah, I think, you know, for us, it's trying to take what the defense gives me. So it can really vary from week to week. And like I said before, with Cincinnati, they're going to force you to drive the field on them. They're not going to give up a lot of big plays. And so for me, it's about being patient and trying to find the open guy and then let them make the plays after the catch.
Do you think the way Cincinnati's offense has played has led into how their defense has played this year?
You know, I haven't studied much of their offense, so I really can't comment on that. I think, you know, like I said, they're 8-0 for a reason. I mean, they're playing really good football.
But the confidence their defense has in their offense, the fact that their offense isn't making mistakes, do you think that can help the defense? Is what I mean.
I don't know. I mean, like I said, I haven't studied their offense, so just knowing defensively, playing against them before, I mean, I think they're always a very confident defense. Like I said, there's not much variables out there. Their guys are playing, they've been playing with each other for a long time. And they know what they're doing, so they're always been a confident defense.
I know you don't always want to throw to the open guy, but getting DeAndre involved, Hopkins, when he's going to get extra attention from defenses, you know that's coming going forward. What's kind of the balance between forcing it to him and throwing to other people?
Well, I think we have a great other skill players in this offense. So, you know, you go back to I think it was a Miami game. Nate Washington has 100 and some yards and 2 touchdowns. So, you know, we get Cecil back this week. They talked about Griffin, even our backs. I think, you know, I think Blue had 7 catches against Tennessee. So, you know, really all of those guys are ready to step up and make plays if they do try to take away DeAndre.